My name's Rahma. I'm here in Tripoli, Libya, current capital of Libya. Currently, we're driving around seeing the situation of the area. What we've heard is there's lockdowns or house arrests, but I guess the rumor is untrue. There's people driving around in the street. There are a few police cars outside. They're just roaming around, seeing if there's any anything, you know, in case there's something that's starting. There's security at the prison. There's a prison called the Zeta Prison. Last night, there was a release of 10,000 prisoners. We just passed by in the area, and they closed off the whole street. These prisoners were released because there was a riot that began by three prisoners that tried to escape and were caught and killed. They burnt down the prison, and 10,000 other prisoners were released. Right now, we just saw the area. There's a lot of security, high security, blocking the area. We drove around the location of his prime location in Tripoli. He's closing up. There's very he has security, high security around the area. He's starting to close down the street. They don't want anybody in the streets. There's very high security. Anybody coming close to his prime location. So far, we're still on the road. We're looking for any protesting going on. Everything seems to be normal, like any other day. Last night, also, we were part of the anti-government protest that was the first protest that actually lasted for more than a half hour, an hour or so before they broke us off. We were there, including 100 to 150 other people. They were telling us we first started as a peaceful protest, and then it erupted by fights going on back and forth between the cops or the security in Yemen and the anti-government protesters. They started throwing rocks, and the cops backfired at us with live ammunition. It broke off the protesting, and it was the only one that actually was going on during that time. Last night, the roads were filled with pro-government protesters, and after they broke us off, everyone just scattered and ran off. They arrested 3 to 5 people. That's so far what we have right now.